Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
The next story was inspired by a viral clip of a man at a gym who experiences something quote-unquote paranormal. Here you can see a medicine ball mysteriously rolling towards him. But what happens next is something quite disturbing when you see it unfold. Here's a dramatized version of the alleged occurrence. I've never been one to believe in the supernatural. However, I've learned that the supernatural doesn't care if you believe in them or not. If they've got a problem with you, you've got a problem. There's always been stories about the old gym I used to frequent. Years and years ago, the same building was originally a dance studio held by the most cruel and unforgiving man in all of Colombian dance history. As a dance instructor, he was an undeniable genius. The performers he produced were beyond flawless, but those world-class results came at a hefty price. As a man, as a human being, the old instructor was an abusive, vindictive, vile monster that never should have been trusted around little girls. My mother relayed many of the stories to me, always with a thousand-yard stare. Apparently, the old instructor would starve his students if they were too heavy, and would lash at them if they couldn't get something right. Worse still, if they talked back to him, the story said he would chain them up in a dark room and leave them there for hours, sometimes even days. But the worst thing of all is what he would do to the girls he liked. But I'm sure you can get the picture on that. The old instructor's reign of terror over those poor dancers came to an end when one of them dropped dead in the middle of a session. Legend has it that the girl who died was the most unfortunate of them all. Not only did she bear all of his abuses, but she also knew all of his darkest secrets. Some say it wasn't a coincidence that she died, that the old instructor poisoned her because he did something to her so despicable that he couldn't chance anyone finding out about it. Coincidence or not, his dance practice was shut down for good shortly after that. The building he had used laid vacant for quite a few years before anybody would use it for anything. It eventually became the gym it is today, but not before that old devil of a man faced his retribution. Slowly, over the years following his forced retirement, he went crazy. He became more and more tormented by the sins of his past until one evening, he hung himself from the rafters of his own former studio. Ever since the building became a gym and I started working out there, my mom warned me not to go. People say that it's haunted, that it's been cursed by the tragedy of what took place there. But of course, I didn't listen. I went there often, and not only were there other people who felt the same as me, but none of us had ever seen or heard anything strange in the building.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
It's hard to get spooked when there's other people around.
You know, I think this gym might be haunted. Either I'm getting stronger or something supernatural is helping me lift these weights.
Really now? Dude, do you need a spotter? You know you shouldn't lift without a spotter.
What do you mean without a spotter? I got a spotter looking over my shoulder everywhere I go in here.
Oh yeah? Like who?
Dude, just spot me. You're asking too many questions.
There used to be 5 or 6 acquaintances of mine who would frequent the gym. I'd run into at least one of them every single time I went, and often there would be a few of us there at one time. But I suddenly stopped seeing all of them. It wasn't like they had all slowly gotten demotivated or decided to try another gym. They just vanished. One day they were there, and the next they were nowhere to be seen. The last day I was there, I was the only one. There might have been the odd stranger passing through here and there, but for the most part I was alone. I didn't think this would mean anything except that I wouldn't have anyone to talk to. So I set my stuff down in my usual place and started stretching. I was standing before the mirror wall where the dumbbells were stored. To my knowledge, that's the same mirror that was in the dance studio. And I couldn't help but think about all the terrible things that must have happened in that mirror. I stared into my reflection absentmindedly, and that's when I heard a loud bang behind me. A chill ran down my spine. I had to stop stretching for a moment and refocus myself. I looked around and found myself still alone, but nothing was moving like I thought it was. I stepped away from the mirror and returned to my bag, meaning to check my phone for a text that would take my mind off the situation. But somehow, it wasn't in the place I'd left it. I started digging through all the pockets in my bag looking for it when I heard it ding behind me. I turned around and it was perched on the edge of the rack that all the medicine balls were stored on. How the hell did you get over there? I quickly snatched it before a gust of wind could knock it over and went back to my bag to make sure it wouldn't be misplaced this time. That's when I heard something behind me again. A thud that I felt to my feet. When I looked back to the rack, a medicine ball had fallen off and started rolling along the floor towards me.
Who's there?
You'll never leave. Never!
I snapped myself out of my trance and grabbed all my things. I was stunned. I thought I had gone crazy. The mirror, the noises, the phone, and now this? It was all too much for me to ignore. I snapped myself out of my trance and grabbed all my things, heading for the exit as quickly as I could. I just wanted to get out of there before any other ghost-related thing could happen, but I was too late. I was halfway to the door when I felt something push me. I slipped across the slick floor and fell on my back. I was still sliding with my momentum when something grabbed a hold of my leg and started dragging me all over the place.
Help! Help! Somebody help me!
I screamed for help, but there was nobody around. I could feel my body literally levitate off the ground as I did everything in my power to yank my leg free. I dropped my stuff on the floor when I fell and left without it. I scrambled to my feet and ran the hell out of there. Every time I tell this story, the public usually gives me the cold shoulder because it simply sounds too good to be true. But unfortunately for them, the gym camera footage says otherwise.
The next gym story is quite relatable for any gym rats out there. You're bound to encounter individuals like these, as they usually like to show off and hog machines as if they own the establishment. Here's a dramatized animation based on these kinds of scenarios, but of course, gone wrong.
I've always been skinny. As a kid, my relatives would always tell me that I would bulk up when I hit puberty, but of course, the opposite happened, and I just leaned out even more. By the time I got into college, I was sick of always being known for being skin and bones. I took matters into my own hands and started working out at my community gym 5 days a week. Of course, the contrast between me and all those super jacked meathead dudes loaded up on pre-workout at the gym always made me worry about what they were thinking, if they're judging me or not. Whenever I'm working out at my gym, I'm never too far from the most beautiful, irresistible, goddess-tier woman I've seen anywhere in the world. The sight of their tight bodies keeps me motivated and into the mindset of the grind so I can get to a point with my body where I can feel confident enough to actually go up and talk to them one day. This is all a fantasy, of course, as I sure have a long way to go until I can look like the dudes those girls are interested in. For the longest time, the one on top has been a man who calls himself Hugo. I'm pretty sure that's not his real name because this isn't the year 1845 and I think he just likes the sound of it because it's so close to huge. As corny as it is, the name is earned. He really is the biggest, most muscular man who comes to the gym. A legit bodybuilder. He's always flexing for the hottest girls to get their attention and he often leaves with one of them. All the other men suck up to him, but I know they're terrified of bringing their girlfriends around him, because if he ever made a move, there would be nothing they could do to stop him from stealing their girl. The fact of the matter is nobody has the power to resent him for anything he does. He basically owns the whole gym. He spends several hours there every single day, and he always takes forever with the machines. You'd have a death wish if you ever told him to stop hogging them, though. If anyone smaller and weaker than him is using a machine he wants to get on, he'll do whatever he sees fit to kick that person off and take it for himself.
Time's up, Twig. It's Hugo's turn.
But I just got on 5 minutes ago.
Did I stutter? Get off unless you want to be my punching bag!
Okay. I'm sorry.
Everything about you is sorry.
He made it a point to not even use the leg press after kicking me off it. He just sat down in it and started flexing for some girls that were nearby.
You know, I can deadlift 6 stacks of 45s on either side of the barbell, and I can bench press 5 plates, but only for a rep or two.
Oh, we know, Hugo. We watch you do it every day. What is that, like 10 of him?
I bet he wishes he could be half as strong as me.
I was on the other side of the room by the weight racks, which meant I could see them behind me in the mirror, staring at me and gawking at my proportions. They saw me looking back and started to whisper, so I couldn't hear what they were saying, but I knew it was probably about the size dumbbell I was using. I had just recently started lifting, and because I was so thin and weak, I had to start on literally the smallest weight in the gym. I should have known better than to stick around after talking to Hugo.
Hey, Stickman! Yeah, I'm talking to you. Get over here and bring me the biggest dumbbell they got in here.
My heart started pounding immediately. His shouting had gotten everyone's attention, and they were all looking at me. I walked all the way to the other far side of the rack and found the largest weight. It was a full 100 pounds. I could already feel the blood rushing to my face. I had no idea if I could even lift the thing, let alone carry it across the room. But I had to try anyway. It felt like it was nailed down. I heaved and heaved, but it would barely budge. The snickering surrounded me, and my vision closed in. Finally, I managed to pick it up long enough to get it off the rack, but I dropped it immediately. I didn't even have the grip strength. Everybody was laughing. My stomach was crawling up my throat. All I could think to do was roll the weight across the floor. When I finally got to Hugo, I could see the prideful belittlement in his eyes.
Are you serious? This is the heaviest thing in here?
Pathetic.
No, there's gotta be something better. I got it. How much do you weigh?
120?
120? Well, I guess it'll have to do. Come here!
I couldn't even react before Hugo grabbed me by the shirt and pants and lifted me up into the air. And then he started to curl me like a barbell with ease, flinging me around like I was actually a stick. I struggled, trying to break free, but it was no use. He had a vice grip. He curled me probably more than 20 times before he finally dropped me on the ground. I've never been more humiliated in my entire life, and I had an entire childhood full of humiliation. I felt the embarrassment bubbling, the simultaneous surge of impotent rage and pathetic tears. I didn't dare try to square up with Hugo. I knew I couldn't handle the steroid-fueled aggression. So I just scrambled up to my feet and ran outside before anyone could see me crying. The next time I went, several days later, I did everything I could to be unseen. Hugo was there, of course, but when I arrived, he was preoccupied with tormenting some other poor schmuck. I started with some cardio on the treadmill, but I didn't get half a mile in before I heard him calling out to me.
Hey yo, barbell buddy! How about you come and spot me, huh? You like the sound of that?
He was acting like he was affording me some great privilege to be in his presence, but his voice was dripping with a sarcasm that made it clear he had some other intention behind the offer. I got off the treadmill and walked calmly over to the bench he was hogging. By the looks of it, everyone that had been around him a minute ago had gone off to do their own thing, and it seemed like Hugo was about to pull some sort of stunt to get the attention back. He had the barbell loaded up already, with 5 plates on each side, plus an added 20 pounds on both ends.
Watch me hit this PR!
He laid flat and readied himself. I put my hands lightly on the bar for support and waited. He lifted the bar off the rack and slowly lowered it towards his chest. I could already tell that it wasn't going well. The whole bar was shaking, rattling the plates as he struggled. He bottomed out, then lifted it up about 3 inches. Right about there, he stalled. His eyes suddenly went bloodshot, the veins in his neck bulging more than I've seen on a person. Then, right as the fountain of blood began to spray from his nose, the bar dropped onto his chest. I was far too weak to give him enough help to lift it off, so the whole thing slowly slid down until it was pressing on his neck. Hugo started choking and spitting blood, flailing his legs around in a futile struggle that was a lot quieter than you'd expect. I kept trying to pull it up, but it was no use. I started to call out for help.
Help! Help!
But nobody in the gym wanted to come to the aid of a scrawny little stick like me. They had no idea that I was calling for help on the behalf of Hugo. It was almost a full 3 minutes later before anyone strong enough came by and lifted the bar off, but by then, it was too late. Hugo was motionless, and his bowels and bladder had been relieved. The bar had crushed his windpipe with ease, and now he was just a big, dead slab. Ever since then, the gym has been much more peaceful. The death was ruled an accident, and nobody even thought to suspect me for anything. Little do they know, I had just enough strength to keep Hugo from pushing the bar over the side to save himself. I have no idea why he wanted me to spot him on the PR attempt, but it sure was a great opportunity to pay him back for the way he disgraced me.
The last picture? I see it right there. And you're lying. So delete it right now before I make a scene. I swear to God. Delete it right now before I make a scene. I want to see it. Yeah, let me see. No, delete it right the now. That's very disrespectful. How dare you? How dare you?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This has got to be one of the most intense clips on the net. A gym creep caught red-handed and put on blast to the general public. What came of this situation was nothing short of disturbing, as this was the kind of thing most females have to deal with during their workout. The female in question records the confrontation with the creep on her cell phone. Here's a dramatized version animated by yours truly. I worked out frequently at my local gym called Planet Fitness. I'd like to call myself a seasoned gym rat, as I had a habit of working out till I experienced hot flashes where I would see nothing but white for a split second. The gym was known for containing mostly females since it didn't have the same heavy set equipment that another fitness center had, like LA Fitness. Though, there were the occasional men that attended, which wasn't really a bad thing if they weren't looking at me during my workout so damn often. One day, while I was doing my routine at the gym, I saw this man doing some warm-ups, his eyes fixated on me.
Ugh, how typical.
I thought to myself. I had encountered a lot of men before who used to flex their muscles at an angle where I could see them, or converse with me, hoping they could get my number in the end. So, I assumed this guy was just one of them, and I went on to do a series of drop setting, which required me to lift and drop weights about 20 times. Moments later, I could see from my peripheral vision that the man was no longer stretching, but staring dead at me. I was used to guys glancing at me every now and then, but there was something about this man's gaze that made me feel uneasy. So, I decided to transfer to the other side, where I could no longer see him. However, when I transferred, it didn't take long for him to find me and continue oogling. When I turned my gaze towards him, he smiled and began waving his hand, revealing crusty yellow teeth. Thinking that he might come close if I waved back, I simply averted my gaze and approached an instructor, pretending to inquire about the sessions he offered. However, this man was adamant. He stood as he watched me converse with the fitness trainer, and when the coach noticed him, he, too, was creeped out, prompting him to step forward. Then, facing the creep, he asked, "Is there something you need, buddy?" His face began to sour, and after gritting his teeth in frustration, he shouted at the instructor, "You're interrupting my workout, Mr. Steroids! Can't you see I'm trying to work out? How about you leave the young lady alone so we can all enjoy ourselves?" I couldn't help but feel disgusted at his "leave the young lady alone so we can all enjoy ourselves" remark. Nonetheless, I immediately left and decided to transfer to another Planet Fitness location the following day. When I finally arrived at the new gym, it felt like a weight was lifted off my shoulders, and I'm not talking about dumbbells. I began to immediately lift weights freely without having to worry if some creep was eyeballing me. I felt like I was finally able to push myself to my max and began experiencing hot flashes that I attributed as my body telling me to take it easy. However, to my horror, I saw the same guy from a distance, staring right at me. I couldn't believe my eyes as I was literally convinced I had a psychotic stalker on my hands. Disgusted, I transferred to the other side of the gym, and somehow it was just like yesterday. However, this time there were no fitness trainer, and there were a lot more women than men doing sit-ups and yoga. He did follow me as I anticipated, and he angled himself so that I was still in his line of sight. Then, moments later, when I gave my protein shake a jiggle, I saw the creep oogling me once more as he curled his fingers around those dumbbells. And even when I wasn't supposed to look, I couldn't help but notice all the mess he created from drooling and wetting his shorts. Even the women next to him moved to another area, apparently frightened. Bothered by this, I transferred once more. Luckily, this gym was much more spacious than the last one. However, moments later, as I was filling up my water bottle, I was startled at the sight of a man crouching next to the fountain, licking it passionately like he was a dehydrated dog, with his eyes in contact with mine.
"Stop licking your lips at me, you freak!"
I jolted in fear and threw the bottle at the creep, fleeing the area. Then, as I approached the elliptical machine, I noticed the man still following behind me, pissing me off. Moments later, while doing some squats, he came to the bench, and I could feel him pressing behind me. So, I moved to another squat rack, where the freak followed me, pressing behind me once more. There was no way in hell I wanted to work my glutes and give this creep a front row seat.
"What's your deal, huh?"
I asked, infuriated, but instead of saying something in return, he chortled in a condescending way that pushed me to my limit.
"Alright, that's it. I'm calling the cops on this one."
He grabbed my arm tightly and whispered,
"Come on, don't ruin the fun. Just play along."
"Let go of me!"
I scowled as I yanked my arm away from him.
Okay, you win. No cops. I promise I'll leave.
He turned his back and went in another direction. When the coast was clear, I went back to squatting, my mind finally at ease. However, just when I thought everything was smooth sailing from here, I saw a bright flash of light from the corner of my eyes, and a creep was there with a cell phone in his hands. When he noticed me glaring at him, he pretended to be talking to someone on the phone, and I completely lost it this time. I yelled amidst everyone in the gym, letting them know that there was a creep in our presence.
Were you just taking a photo of my butt, you creep?
The man's confidence diminished as the other women in the gym glanced at him with abhorrence.
Hey, answer me when I'm talking to you!
In an attempt to save face, he replied,
What are you talking about? Don't be full of yourself, woman! I was talking to someone on the phone!
Don't you dare lie to me, you pervert! I saw that camera flash on your phone!
I grabbed his phone and started browsing through his gallery, which contained candid photos of different women working out in the gym. Then, among the latest images were pictures of myself, squatting.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Delete these photos right now. Do you understand me? Right now.
I exclaimed as I pushed him frantically.
Okay, I'm doing it. Sheesh, so sensitive.
Show me you've deleted all of them. Show me.
He displayed an empty gallery, cussing me for being a killjoy, and finally left the gym. I cried as some of the other women approached me to offer some comfort. But what really bothers me was how my hot flashes were probably just flashes from that creep's cell phone the whole time. And I can bench press 5 plates, but only for a rep or two.
Oh, we know, Hugo. We watch you do it every day. What is that, like 10 of him?
Yeah. I bet he wishes he could be half as strong as me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.